Hello, everyone, and you have reached the promised land, the end of our show.
You made it.
Thank you so much. No, but yeah, Cleo, what are your final thoughts on this heist? It's been a while. I mean, you know, I'd love me a good ocean story.
Yeah, basically, that's sort of, there was like a letter in like 1994, I think, that got sent to, I think, like head curator of the museum, and somebody was saying that they wanted to negotiate.
We got away with it.
Oh, no, they wanted to negotiate like a return for the art or something like that, but I don't know exactly what happened with that one.
I mean, that sounds to me like they, you know, they robbed something and it became so hot that nobody wanted to buy
to
it.
To unload, yeah.
So when they said, like, you know, there was an attempted sale, I'm sure somebody, you know, was going to buy it. They realized that it was, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, because what, like, you know, that's entirely possible, too. What if these guys just came in, they stole a bunch of stuff that they thought was valuable.
Yeah.
They tried to make a sale out of it. And
like,
it ended
we don't know what to
they
do
made
with
so
it.
Much noise that nobody wanted to, like, even touch any of those. So maybe it's like some dude has it literally in a garage somewhere.
Yeah, just like sitting. Man, that would be so funny. But yeah, it is kind of like in a weird sort of bittersweet homage. Like the collection and the layout of the museum are all permanent. So the empty frames remain hanging.
Oh wow! Okay,
where
really?
The, like, works would
have
been.
Oh, that's actually awesome.
Yeah, that was
I would
really
like,
cool.
I would love to like go.
But yeah, I feel like the most difficult thing about. Like, or a surprisingly difficult thing about stealing, like, big, famous pieces of artwork or, like, museum archival things is, like, you have to have a buyer
lined up. Like, exactly.
To unload it off on, or you're just stuck
with this
massive painting
exactly.
in your freaking garage.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, your great-great-great-grandkid is like, oh, what's this? Like, ooh, I wonder what this is. And then they have, like, a, you know, stolen, like, multi-million-dollar piece of art. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like somebody's grandkid in, like, you know, 20 years is gonna be like,
just
yeah.
find it. I know,
it was always
like,
just hanging in my grandfather's house. I never realized it was a stolen painting.
That's the thing, is they have to be somewhere.
Yeah,
they
right, exactly.
Somewhere. And like, if it was, you know, the mafia or whatever, like, I guess,
yeah,
you know,
somebody's sitting there
behind it, but
yeah, no, it's wild, absolutely wild. But I love
but
that.
Yeah.
I love good heist stories like that.
Watch Netflix show,
perfect. And all right, so to close off our show for the weekend, we're gonna hit you with Charlie's Girl by Lou Reed, which is a great song. And then I am going to challenge Cleo for the longest.
Oh my God, it's so long.
The longest name for a song ever. And this is for your Scott pick of the week is They Will Provide the Paint for the Picture Perfect Masterpiece That You Will Paint on the Inside.
Kind of topical too.
I know. Yeah,
wow,
exactly.
Great pick.
Exactly. I literally had no idea.
Amazing.
So
the band?
The band is called The Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution, or Botar is also what they're for short.
They're like, nobody wants to say that whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. But they're a super group made up of, you'll recognize the lead singer is the dude from Streetlight Manifesto.
Oh, nice.
And
cool.
it's absolutely incredible.
Very cool.
And so thank you so much, everybody, for
amazing.
Tuning into Working Title, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Yay.
Everybody said that you better watch out. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know that I thought I lucked out. And now look at the trouble that I'm in. You know, you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Everybody had to leave. that had a warrant in the hand. They wanted to bust the whole band. I said, if I ever see Sharon again, I'm gonna punch her face in. You know you better work out for Charlie's girl. Hey now man, watch out for Charlie's girl. You know she'll turn you in. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. She'll turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better. You better watch out for in the middle of the woods. He said, one song, don't you laugh out loud.